my wife, and she saw me crying after we won. She was like, you didn't even cry when our kids were born. And I was like, babe, I'm gonna be really honest. Like, every day since I was probably 6 years old, I didn't dream about being a dad. I didn't dream about being a father. I didn't dream about being married. Like, I dreamed about being a champion. Every broken bone, every torn ligament, every surgery, every day that I'm gone, all of that shit that I've done is to achieve one goal.
That excerpt you just heard was from a NBA player, former NBA player that ended up winning a championship at the end of his career. He's describing about the passion that he's always had as a kid. And I believe that's how it is for a lot of men. We don't grow up thinking about having kids and having a house and having this big family. Many of us don't think that way. I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions, but for generally speaking, we're all about thinking about our dreams, whatever our passion is, and in his case, is sports, is being a champion. And I know for many of us guys, I mean, when we have those conversations, we don't, especially looking back when I was younger, we didn't talk about any of that. We didn't want to be in a family. We didn't look at that as a utopia. We just wanted to be whatever it was that we desired to be, whether it was a video game programmer, a comic book artist, a champion, be involved in sports. You know, we, the guys that I've known, have been goal-driven, you know, starting their own business, whatever it is. And I think that's when I see the difference, especially when I see my daughter at this age, really fascinated with having kids and marriage. And I'm saying to myself, goodness, like, what? And it has to be DNA, right? Because it's not something that I'm telling her to do. I'm telling her all the time. I tell her, you know, princesses are not real. I tell her, I enjoy it, have fun, but don't think it's like that in real life, in a roundabout way. And I think it's just not trying to rain on her parade per se. It's just learn to differentiate the fantasy versus the reality, because there is both. And I was just talking to somebody about that, that they're still stuck on Disney mode a little bit, and they're working on that, meaning that they're stuck in the fantasy world about happily ever afters and things like that. Hey, whatever works for you. There's nothing wrong with thinking the way you do, but you just got to understand that the reality of whatever visions you have, they're not going to be shared with other people amongst you. Just like my views when it comes to dating, when it comes to how to court somebody and or how to get to know each other, is totally different. And I know that is not the general consensus. But when it comes to having your dreams and having your visions, it's something that for us men, it is something that drives us to the point of nothing else matters. And this is something that happens at a young age. So if the boys are playing sports early on, well, they're going to want to see how far they go with it. Do they want companionship along the way? Yes, but it would never be a top priority until they finish pursuing whatever that dream is. I don't know what it is about us guys. I don't know what it is growing up and doing certain hobbies and saying, man, this is really what I want to do. How do I go about doing this? And I was talking to somebody else about that, how, man, in this day and age, you can do anything. You can find out any information about anything without needing to know somebody, without having contacts. Your best friends are Google and YouTube. You can find out anything. You can fix anything. You can find whatever pathway it is, or at least somebody out there that's currently doing it, being able to tell you about the pros and cons. Like, if you wanted to be a nurse, you can go ahead and just Google and YouTube all about being a nurse. You don't have to know somebody. Same thing as running a business, same thing, whatever it is. So it's a beautiful thing to basically have the knowledge at your fingertips. And many people take that for granted. Many people find excuses. So, but going back to the fascination with me about us guys and how we view life, especially in the early stages, we're definitely more goal-driven and we're not about family. And I thought I was weird. Maybe it was because of my background, but I never thought of that being something I wanted to achieve. It was more about, okay, I wanted to play basketball. I wanted to be a video game programmer. I wanted to, whatever these goals were in front of me. And I know the women would be sitting there like, okay, I mean, don't you want to have a family, have kids? It's like, goodness. And I know that's something that it seems like for a lot of women, it comes from their desire to have their own family and being around positive experiences with family. And they just want to create their own. And By all means, I totally get it. But what happens when you meet somebody that is not along the same lines as you? Meaning they're not thinking about having a family. They're just pursuing their goals. And I see this all the time. I saw just recently somebody here in town where, you know, the missus is having a problem with what they're currently doing. And yeah, he's not at home, but that's the way he's always been. And that's what you signed up for. So how can you make him change? How can you make anybody change course in whatever it is their pursuit of happiness is? And that's what I don't get, because that's when a lot of the selfishness comes in and people make it all about themselves. And I'm a big proponent of, hey, if you know what you were signing up for, if you're dating an NBA player, you know what you're signing up for. A lot of nights it's going to be away. A lot of times there's going to be a lot of temptation out there and people throwing themselves at them. So, you know, you got to know, you can't just go ahead and think, okay, I'm going to reel one in and then go ahead and try to change them or make them, or, you know, especially with fighters. I always hear these stories with fighters about how their wives want them to leave. It's like, well, how did you meet him in the first place? Was he was a more than likely fighting in his career, passionate about it, loving it. And now that you're married with him, you have to let it go. Do you understand that you're crushing their dream? You're crushing the essence of who they are. That's where I have a huge problem. People have to be aware of that. Like, ladies, you have to be aware that when you are dating a man that is totally into whatever he's doing, you can't have him take that down. You have to let him ride it out until the very end. You just can't say, well, you know, you should let it go. It's just not for you anymore. You should not be that little head of doubt. You should be that support. Even though if you don't like it and if you can't stand it, then you don't need to sign up for that. Get the heck out of Dodge, okay? But you always see it all the time. I mean, I would like to talk to somebody that feels otherwise. Why do you want to change somebody else's views? Why do you want to change or minimize their dreams and passions? That's the essence of living. We don't grow up thinking, I repeat, we don't grow up thinking about being a dad, about being a husband. That's not in our radar. It's not. I don't think it is anyway. I think at some point, some men, when they're established, they want to have kids, but it's not as if it's a top priority. In my opinion, the way a lot of men think is, we have our goal since we were young or teenagers, whatever it is, then we want to pursue it. Then whatever, by whichever means, right, pursue that dream. Then once you achieve that dream, you're ready to meet somebody as far as being serious, and then having kids, and then having some sort of a balance of still enjoying the fruits of your labor, of your dream, and still dabbling in it while having a woman, while having kids. That's the way I believe a lot of men think. And if you're not on board with that, if you see a guy that you like and he's really into his sports, or he's really into whatever it is that he's currently pursuing, making money, you better learn the commitment that he's making and learn that that's what you're signing up for. And it's not going to change, and it shouldn't change. Just like I should not change your desire to have kids and to want to have a family. If that's really what's important to you, then you need to find a man that is looking for that and is trying to make that a priority in his life. And I wouldn't say go date older men, you know, but just find men that are more inclined to just having a regular job and wanting to have kids and wanting to have a family. They're out there, but I think the DNA of men and wanting to pursue goals and achieve things is the same as it is for women that are out there dreaming about having kids and being married as the ultimate goal. But it's changing. I was, in discussions all the time, and I know, you know, ladies tell me, you know, I can see it's changing definitely as far as how they're prioritizing themselves, they're empowered, and I think that's a great thing. There's nothing wrong with that, because we're in a time where I believe women can achieve just as much as men. I mean, heck, if Hillary Clinton wasn't as crooked as she was, as far as having the history that she had, very shady, she would have been president. You know, we're ready for that. We're ready for female presidents. We're ready for female vice presidents or people, because the pen is stronger than the sledgehammer. And in our society, I believe that we marvel at women that are cool and calm, keep their composure. You know, I always marvel at that. Whenever I see a woman that is very controlled, very calm, easygoing, because you know that's not normal. You know that that's not part of the protocol. And I believe women can handle any job outside of lifting more, because obviously biology is something that has a favor to the guy side when it comes to being stronger and faster. But it's not something that they can't handle in an administrative, as far as using their brains and being millionaires and billionaires. They can do that. They don't have to get married into it. Now, it's obviously not their passion. And I think a lot of it has to do with that. A lot of it has to do with they're not having that passion to pursue their dreams, as far as from a financial perspective. They're more pursuing their love fantasies and their passions for love. Romantic comedies and all these things are there because that is something that I believe drives women to want to do, more so than going ahead and getting their own house and getting their own things. For women, I think they're just more driven to, oh, well, I just want to find the right guy. They're more driven by that. And I think that for us guys, I'm all about this. When you're dating, you have to understand the other gender. And my first breakup a long time ago when I was young, and I was totally heartbroken because it was, you hear the rhetoric from girls at that time. Oh, I want a nice guy. I want a guy that treats me well, open the doors, you know, all the chivalry talk. Then when you do it and you're all over and you're there at their beckoning and they find you boring, or they don't find you, for whatever reason, they just don't find you attractive anymore. And I got dumped. And I remember crying and asking my girl, I was like, you know, why are you leaving me? And she's like, well, I don't know. It's just that you're too boring, you're too nice, and you're not jealous enough. And that's the weird thing, is that you hear women, and then that's when I went on a journey to learn about women and how they think. And it really just pushed me forward to the path of learning about people around me, because that was a very confusing thing to hear. To hear a woman that, okay, you're doing these things for them, but it's still, for some reason, that's not really what they wanted. And I'm like, huh? So it just goes to show you the differences in gender. And when you study, and instead of you saying that men need to think like women, no. Like, understand how men think. See what drives that person. See what motivates them. You have to understand the person. See how they tick, not through their words necessarily, but through their actions. And you go ahead and make an assessment. Is that a right fit for you? But I guess it's something that I feel I analyze, and I don't have any certifications. I don't have any type of professional experience in this. It's just more of an observation. But it's just things like that, I feel anyway, that we overlook the essence of men having dreams and passions. And when you meet them and they're still entrenched in it, you have to be aware that what they're pursuing is not what you desire, and you have to make a decision on what you desire to do.
Any idiot can be a dad. Any idiot can get married. It takes a level of focus and consistency to become a champion. Those emotions were just like, oh, it was fucking worth it. It was worth it. There's no greater feeling.